Welcome to this week's edition of Life Beat, supported by the Educational Fund of Right to Life of Michigan. I'm your host, Jeffrey Vance, speaking this week with Scott Klusendorf, who is president of Life Training Institute in Colorado Springs, looking for ways to strengthen your pro-life position with your friends and family. Now, Scott, when someone asks you, why are you pro-life, how do you answer?
I would answer by pointing out that the pro-life position is true and reasonable to believe, that the evidence for it is stronger than the evidence against it. And pro-lifers can make a persuasive case for their view, and they don't have to point to religion. They can use science and philosophy to make that case. Scientifically, we point out that the unborn are distinct, living, and whole human beings from the very beginning. They're not part of another human being like an ordinary body cell would be. Rather, they are distinct living organisms from the very beginning of their existence. Philosophically, we point out that there's no relevant difference between what we were as embryos and what we are today as adults or young adults. The differences of body size, differences of development, differences of location, and differences of our degrees of dependency are not relevant in the way that abortion advocates need them to be in order to make their case.
Speaking of abortion, what do you think the most important question in the debate over abortion is?
It all comes down to the one question, what is the unborn? My position on abortion is very easy to understand. If abortion does not involve the taking of a human being's life without justification, I see no reason to oppose it whatsoever. In other words, if it's no different than having your tooth pulled or fingernail clipped, why be opposed to it at all? But if it is the taking of human life without justification, well, that's another matter altogether. So the real issue is not who's pro-choice and who's anti-choice. The fact is, I'm pro-choice on a whole lot of issues, like women choosing their own religion or choosing the cars they wish to drive or the pets they wish to own. But some choices are wrong, like killing defenseless human beings simply because they're in the way of something we want. That's a choice we shouldn't allow. So it's not an issue of who's pro-choice and who isn't. It's an issue of what is the unborn. If the unborn is a human being, then a choice to kill the unborn without rendering justification is immoral.
So then what is the evidence that the unborn are human beings?
We can argue both, as I said a moment ago, from science, that the unborn are distinct, living, and whole human entities from the beginning, and every embryology textbook in the world will affirm that fact. And then philosophically, we can point out that there isn't a relevant difference between what we were in the womb and what we are today. In fact, Stephen Schwartz has a very handy little acronym that he uses called the SLED test that I think illustrates this beautifully. Size, level of development, environment, degree of dependency. Think of the acronym SLED. Those are the only four differences between what we were as an embryo and what we are today. And here's how that works. Size, yes, it's true. The embryo was smaller than you and I, but it doesn't follow that body size determines the value one has. Large people are not more human and more valuable than small people. Level of development. Yes, we were once less developed as embryos, but 4-year-olds are less developed than 14-year-olds, but we don't think the 4-year-old has less value. Environment, meaning where we're located. Yes, we were once in the womb, now we're outside. But how does where we are have any bearing on who we are? When you walk from the car to the studio to do this interview, you change location, but you didn't stop being you. If that's true, how does a journey of 8 inches down the birth canal suddenly transform us from non-valuable human to valuable human? And finally, degree of dependency. Yes, we once depended on our mothers, but if we're going to say that dependency rules us out from being a human being, what do we do with conjoined twins who depend on each other in order to survive? So you can see there's only four differences: size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency, and none of those are good reasons for saying we had no value as embryos, but we do have value today.
That's Scott Klusendorf, president of Life Training Institute. You want to become better equipped in your pro-life stance? We'll tune in next week for part 2 of this important topic. I'm Jeffrey Benz. Thanks for listening to Life Beat.